And now it's time for a road trip up the Dalton Highway for our 300 Villages segment. 260 miles north of Fairbanks is a small settlement, really just a big truck stop, called Coldfoot Camp. This time of year, a small crew of workers live there to provide services to the truckers on their way to Prudhoe Bay.
My name is Jeremy Blackman. I do serving and cleaning and maintenance and tire repair in Coldfoot. Coldfoot is the world's northernmost truck stop. We're here in the Arctic, about 60 miles north of the Arctic Circle. We're extremely vital for all the trucking that goes through the area up to Prudhoe Bay. Mainly we serve the truckers food. We have lodging available, and we also do a lot of repair on tires and trucks, since Alaska's Dalton Highway is not very kind to their tires and their trucks. And there's about 15 of us that work up here in the wintertime, and we're just having a blast out here in the middle of nowhere. Our summer staff swells to about 35 people at its peak because we get a lot of tourism and we service a lot of hunters during hunting season. But yeah, you know, once it starts getting cold, the only people that really come up are the truckers. You know, we have to be really creative to keep ourselves entertained and stuff. You know, we have a bunch of sled dogs up here, so there's a lot of dog mushing that we do. I mean, sitting out watching the aurora forever. We're right under the auroral oval, like right directly under it, so we get some of the best aurora in the whole world here when the sky is clear. Our burgers are amazing. They're half-pound burgers. We ground all the beef here. We bake the buns ourselves. Almost everything we serve here is homemade, which is really cool. A lot of it's made from scratch. We do have internet, but it's pretty stone age. We have no cell phone reception up here, which is actually pretty nice. We like to get away from, you know, that. And a lot of people that visit are surprised. They're like, oh, do you get any cell phone reception? We're just like, no, there's no cell phone reception here. Coldfoot's a really awesome place, and I guess a lot of people just don't know about it. I was really surprised, actually, when I went back to Fairbanks, how few people know about Coldfoot. You know, I mean, we've been on that show, Eyes for Truckers. We get a lot of fans that come in, and they're like, oh, can we meet the truckers, blah, 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 and we're just like, what? Like, you know, because no one here really watches that show. So it's kind of a really remote place that apparently has some fame for some people, and that's just always kind of funny now and then. It's really kind of bizarre, actually, when you drive out of the camp, there's a sign that says next service is 240 miles, and it says, like, Prudhoe Bay, Dead Horse, and the other direction says next service is, like, 250 miles, like, Fairbanks, and it points the other way, and so it's like, oh, okay. So, yeah, we're isolated, but we all like it here. It's a really cool place.
Jeremy Blackman lives and works at Coldfoot Camp on the Dalton Highway. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Diana Saverin and Annie Feit. Tune in next week for a story on one of the biggest football rivalries in the state. I'm Jocelyn Estes.